This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Deion Sanders, who just signed an extension to stay in school, so good for him. Mm-hmm. He did an interview with Skip Bayless. And I don't watch that much of Skip Bayless. I don't know that much about Skip Bayless. But apparently a lot of people don't like him. He has strong opinions and whatnot. I thought Skip Bayless did an absolutely brilliant job interviewing Deion Sanders. I enjoyed it. And what I loved is he asked all the questions that I wanted and I think you guys would want. Mm-hmm. So let's get to the good stuff. Point blank, Skip asks him, do you want to see your son, Shedeur Sanders, play in New York? Take a
listen.
Would
you like to see your son play in New York just because it's New York?
Honestly, Shedeur has told me, he's talked to me intently about all the visits he's had with all the teams. So I know where his heart is. I know where he wants to go. If it's New York, it's New York. If it's Tennessee, if it's Cleveland, if it's still the Raiders, if it's New Orleans, if it's any of those teams that are seeking a quarterback, I'm happy with it, man, because I know what he's going to do to the organization. I know what he's going to do.
By the way, great answer by Deion.
Right, it was a non-answer.
There was something in that answer, though.
What's that?
Shedeur knows what he wants.
Oh, what he wants.
So
it doesn't mean that's what he's going to get.
Right.
Why, he wore giant cleats, so I'm assuming he wants New York.
Is that what you think?
I mean, did he wear anybody else's cleats?
You think Shedeur Sanders wants the New York Giants?
I think he wants the New York Giants. I think he wants the smoke.
Do you agree with that?
The fan base.
I do, and I think it also is the city. I think he wants New York City. I think you don't go to the Diamond District and have a catch with Malik Nabers if he's not doing that with Jerry Jeudy in Cleveland.
True. Let's see if this is three for three. Tommy, as a Giant fan, do you think Shedeur wants New York?
I think Shedeur wants to go number one overall. He also said he only plays with the Browns on Madden. He wore those cleats when the Giants held the number one overall pick. He hasn't since worn Giants cleats, to my knowledge. I think he wants to go number one overall.
The season's over, Tommy. Like, how is he wearing Giants cleats?
But he was also liking tweets or Instagram posts when the Raiders had the number one overall pick. He wants to go number one overall.
So,
The liking of tweets could be his social media team.
It could be.
Everything else could be just positioning because it's convenient.
I think the Sanders family dynasty wants to be the one.
He wore giant cleats.
So I didn't cut this audio, so you just have to trust me on this, but you brought up the he wants to go number one, which is a very fair opinion to have. Deion Sanders made it very clear. Again, it's Deion, so it's not Shedeur.
Shedeur, yeah.
And he made a joke how sometimes it's better off not going early because you go to a better team
right.
The further in the draft you go. And he at least said that they don't really care how early he's taken. So take it for what it's worth. May not mean anything.
I think that's true. It doesn't matter. Like, he's going to make a ton of money as a rookie anyways. And then all that really matters is getting to your first real contract.
Well, and I go beyond that. I think what really matters is being in a situation in which you're better equipped to succeed and not fail.
True.
Going number one overall right now, you tell me, you watch them play a lot. Is the Tennessee Titans a great situation?
It's better than most.
Is the Giants situation better?
That are drafting number one. Giants is worse because...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Because the uncertainty of the regime.
Interesting, okay.
Whereas, obviously, I think Dave's is a great coach, but I think in Brian Callahan in Tennessee, he's a good quarterback coach. And he can put in a good system. Mm-hmm. He just hasn't had the quarterback to do it with Will Levis.
I'm crazy then as an IBO, or IFO. I think the Giants are a better situation because I've seen Daboll do it. Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't seen that yet with Callahan.
Right.
I love Malik Nabers as a toy to have.
You did, but you didn't because you associated it with, what's head coach of the Bengals?
Zach Taylor. Yes, exactly. Right. I saw it, but I didn't see it.
You saw it, but you didn't see it.
I saw Brian Daboll get Daniel Jones to succeed.
Right, but Zach Taylor probably had a lot of help from Brian Callahan with Joe Burrow.
Probably, maybe.
You know what I mean? And so, in fact, when I did one of those games, Joe said that, basically. He does everything
right.
for the head coach. So he's done it. Dave's just done it more interestingly because he did it with Josh Allen as a coordinator in Buffalo, and then he did it with him and everybody else around him did it with Daniel Jones.
That's my bias. That's why off the top, I would say, boy, I think Shador's better off going to the Giants than the Tennessee Titans, but I don't know. Like, my guess is... Where does he prefer to go? Knowing the realistic possibilities, mm-hmm. I think he does prefer to come to New York. I think you guys are right.
Right.
He just got the wrong team. I think he prefers to be a Jet. Garrett Wilson, Aaron Glenn, like, you guys.
Not if the Giants get both Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders and screw you.
How are they doing that?
Oh, that's the new spicy online.
How are the Giants getting Shador Sanders and Travis Hunter?
Hear me out. Last year on Hard Knocks, who was the team that we heard Joe Shane, general manager of the Giants, on the phone with the most?
Patriots.
Mm-hmm. The Patriots. The Patriots need a quarterback right now?
Nope. No.
Okay. So Abdul Carter goes number two. Giants draft Travis Hunter number three. Patriots sitting there at number four going, wait a minute, neither Hunter or Carter fell to us? Mm. What are we doing? Joe Shane back on the horn. Here's next year's first. Here's a pair of day two picks. Let us get back in, and we're pairing Shador Sanders.
Would you do that, though? Because you usually don't trade a future number one to get someone who's not a quarterback.
But you've protected yourself by already selecting Travis Hunter as your first rounder this year.
Oh, no, you're right. I got it wrong.
Right.
You're right. You took Travis Hunter. I got to tell you.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
Your Patriots sit there going, we didn't get either?
Especially if you think you're going to be good and that number one pick that you gave up is not going to be top 10.
Yeah. That's a good one. That's a good. Who came up with it? Not you.
Not me. I've seen it floated around Giants Twitter the last 48 hours.
Some guy, Carl1219, came up with this.
I guess Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders did some podcast together where it was like kind of hinted at maybe we're going to end up playing together in the NFL, and that's become the new juicy rumor.
That's a good one. No, I like that one. Mm. By the way, another direct question that Skip Bayless asked Deion Sanders, which I think everybody in the audience would want to know the answer to, was point blank, would you try to orchestrate a trade to get Shador Sanders to his preferred location? Mm. Pull an Archie Manning.
And?
Here's the question and answer.
But there's no way you want to orchestrate where he goes, or you going to play a hand in it?
No, because that's not God's will right now.
Okay.
It's like, I want Shador to do what he's consistently done, excel against all odds. I like the hating, I like the naysaying, I like the ignorance because it makes us feel better about what we do. And it gives him another chip on his shoulder, man.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah, I agree.
I love Deion. Mm. By the way, how badass is that? He's basically, his answer was, He's going to be so good, it doesn't freaking matter.
And hate on me all you want because it gives him another chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
That's actually a great answer.
It's a great answer. And, you know, when Archie Manning and the Mannings orchestrated the trade, it didn't happen here because we were the victors, right? Mm-hmm. You guys got Eli Manning. Archie Manning was ripped all around the country.
Yeah, he was. But it didn't last. It
didn't, no, you're right.
It didn't stick because social media wasn't a thing.
You're right.
Or it was in its nascent phase, so it didn't matter.
It did not stick. So based on these answers, I believe Deion Sanders. I don't think he's pulling any smoke here. I think I'm going to take another L, which is I've always thought Shador will end up with the Giants. I stand by that. What I don't stand by is I believe Deion. I don't think he's orchestrating anything. Right. Now, he could be playing 4D chess here where he says this, but then privately is trying to make a trade. But I'm going to believe that Deion's not doing that. And he's confident in his son. He believes in his son. And wherever he ends up, we're good to go.
Yeah. I mean, he should be. He's been that way his whole life with his kid.
Let's go to Jimmy calling from Queens. How are you, Jimmy?
Good, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
So,
I'm a Mets fan. I do want to defend Tommy on Acuna a bit. But first, I want to congratulate Sean because between the fifth inning, Soto leaving, and Saquon winning the Super Bowl, he deserved that Soto strikeout yesterday a lot.
That's a fair point.
I think he needed a win.
Yeah, he's had a lot of L's recently, and that's a little tiny win for Sean. So you know what? Well said, Jimmy.
I'm asleep like a baby.
Yeah. It does remind me a little of when he victory lapped after Saquon dropped that ball against Atlanta early in the season.
You know what, Jimmy? That's a great point.
They hopefully meant nothing.
That should be a lesson to Yankee fans. Don't pop that champagne early. Sean found out the hard way when he was celebrating that. This, you know, it's for opening day.
That's a good point. It's a good point. Now, what's your defense on Tommy? For those of you that are just tuning in, Tommy wants to defend every bowel movement that Luis Angel Acuna does. Mm. So I think he was defending his horrible throw. We're all loving his great at-bat, by the way. No one's against that. So, Jimmy, floor is yours.
Yeah, so I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar, but I think there's a great comparison for what he could be. There's a guy that plays over with the Dodgers named Kiki Hernandez who turns it on every time in the playoffs and late in games. And I think that's what Acuna can be. And I think from what we've been told about him, that's a very good comparison.
So it's a great, interesting point with any prospect, right? I remember BT, your guy, got a lot of crap for something he said, but I got to defend his origins of why he said it. And that was, would you sign for Anthony Volpe being Francisco Lindor? And this was before Volpe had really made like his debut. And BT's like, no, I expect him to be better. And if you go back.
Really? What year was this?
Before Volpe played.
Okay, so this was before Lindor was the man.
And Lindor was struggling in New York. So two things that you need to keep in mind. But what BT was saying, which is what a lot of us say about prospects, is, hey, I've got star belief in them. I'm not going to sign for something that's average. Now, obviously a lot has changed, so that's one of those opinions that doesn't age well. But I'll defend him any day because I understand what he's saying. And so Tommy's going to be in a very similar situation right now. Luis Angel Acuna is someone you clearly adore. You believe he can be a star.
Yes.
Okay. Would you sign for that comparison? KK Hernandez is certainly not a star. He's not even really an everyday player, but he's a really good major leaguer. And you want him on your team, and he's a winner, and he's a lights-on player. So if I told you right now, would you sign for Kike Hernandez's career for Luis Angel Acuna, what would your answer be?
I think I'm going to give the same answer that BT gave. I expect more, but I do think winning championship teams need the David Ecksteins, the Kike Hernandez, the guys that are hitting, you know, sixth or seventh, eighth in the lineup, but are really like three hitters when it comes to the postseason and get those big hits.
Right.
So I think the potential in his ceiling is higher than Kike, but if you have that kind of career where you're a winner and you get clutch hits with this type of roster, I'd love it. But I think he's better than
him. So the answer is no.
So the answer is no.
Okay. You know.
He said no. Yeah,
he's had a 12-year career.
I know. I think Acuna is going to be a superstar, though.
This is the problem we all run into.
I know.
We're asked about a prospect. Would you sign for blank career and you become very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? I want to say fat kid who wants more cake, but that seems mean. So what do we go with?
Augustus in the movie with the golden.
You don't know the movie?
No.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Willy Wonka.
It's a great reference, but come on. Got to know the movie.
I threw you the ball, you shoot. What is this, a one-man show? I gave you the assist.
Also, why would you say Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Well, yeah, what is it? Because that's the original.
No, the original is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah. You know, I'm so glad you brought this up. So my kids watched all those movies recently.
Right.
I kept getting confused on which was which The original movie with redhead guy.
Gene Wilder.
Wilder.
Yes.
What is the name of that
Willy
movie?
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie is the kid with no teeth that wins.
Okay. Yeah. The new one.
No. Hold on. Time out. Everybody's right here.
Everybody.
The first one is Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. There was a second one in 05 with Johnny Depp.
Yep.
That was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Right.
And the last one with Timothy Chalamet is Wonka.
Wonka was very good, by the way.
Right. So I knew there were all three.
What was that?
I knew all three were correct. I just was like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory is definitely a movie.
But yeah, it is. But Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I thought going in was about how Charlie takes over, and it's not. It's the same story as Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it's the same movie.
So when referencing the plot.
It's just that Johnny Depp is weird as hell.
Weird as hell.
It's a terrible movie.
But wouldn't you agree, Tiggy, as a man of classics, when referencing the plot of the movie, you always lean, it's Willy Wonka. You don't lean on, it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Let's see, how would I rate those three?
Well, the original has to be number one.
Right.
So I don't know.
Even if you don't believe... No, Wonka's very good.
Wonka was outstanding.
But that's a different movie. That's a prequel, if you will.
Yes.
Yes.
Because that sets up how he became like this crazy chocolate guy.
Well, I think
you got to look at the two other movies.
But you're right. Wonka was... And the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory was better because Gene Wilder's such a great, unbelievable
actor.
And
you always have to, even if you don't like it more, like just out of respect, you always have to reference the original movie when making a reference. Don't you have to? Even if you don't like it.
Right. So you're admitting you're wrong and I was right.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong because I'm still confused on which one's which.
He said Charlie, so he was wrong.
They're all three of them are the same.
They're not the same.
What do you mean they're not the same?
Wonka is a prequel.
Wonka's a prequel.
Yes.
Wonka is before he was Willy Wonka.
Yeah. It came out.
He was just trying to make candy.
Right. It came out like within the last year and it shows you how that character became like the crazy chocolate guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Sean, I think I remember having this conversation.
Timothée Chalamet is Dune too, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And Bob Dylan.
Yep. Bob Dylan.
He's had quite a run.
He hates
and now lately. He's dating Jenner.
Is Kylie.
He? Yeah. I'm all over this.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.